Good morning. Today's daf is daf Pei Dalet, and we're up to the two dots, which are five lines down from the large beginning of the large lines on the page. The Od Omar Rav Matya ben Karash. So we had, first of all, the heter of Rav Matya ben Karash in the beginning of the Mishnah, which was the thing about the rabid dog, which the Chachomim disagreed with. And then it adds, Omar Rav Matya ben Karash, HaChoshesh B'Grono, Matinu Lo Sam B'Kol Kiv B'Shabbat. Someone has pain. He actually had it in the mouth, it should say, or at least also in the mouth. So he's allowed to use medicine on Shabbos because it's a suffix of Koshos, and then he adds the whole suffix of Koshos to Shabbat, which of course seems to be completely redundant. And that's the whole point of the Mishnah. It says the Gemara, Yochanan chash b'tzatina. Yochanan had an attack of this gum disease, so that we'll see that it's a disease that may begin in the gums, but then it has a tendency to continue and destroys basically the entire digestive system. It makes its way down the esophagus and so on. Well, scurvy doesn't necessarily have a tendency of moving, so it's not although some identify it with scurvy. Some of the modern poskim identify it with scurvy. So it's possible. And it's called in modern Hebrew as well, Tzadina. So anyway, he had this problem. So also Gabada Himatunita. He goes to this non-Jewish matron who was dispensing various. This was her livelihood. She knew what to do about this disease. Avdalan Yota. So she went ahead and did some of her secret ingredients on Thursday and on Friday. Kamishu Mali Shabbat. So here it is now on Erev Shabbos. So Rabbi Yochanan asks her, B'Shabbat Mai, what do I do on Shabbos when I can't come to you? So she says, don't worry, you know, they always say, you won't need anything. They always say, Lord Srikas, take an aspirin and call me in the morning. But he insisted. He said, and what if I do? Just in case. What if I do, Mai? So she said to him, look, you know, it's a secret ingredient. I don't know. All right, I'll tell you what. If you swear that you won't tell anybody, I'll tell you what to do. So he swears, and he says, the God of Israel, I will not tell anybody. Nafak, and then Lamachar, Nafak, the next day he goes out on Shabbos, and he was giving his drosha and shul, and he tells the entire community, you know, I got this fantastic remedy for Tzabdina. He says, what? He swore. Aha, he only swore to the God of Israel he won't say. Doesn't mean he won't say to the people of Israel. But it's Mashma La'amo Yisrael Maglina. I certainly will tell the people of Israel. I just won't tell God. He'll have to find out all on his own. Says the Gemara, what kind of business is that? It's a Chilul Hashem. She's going to think that you swore and ignored what you said. No, the Megale Lami Kara. He went and told her, look, you'll notice, I never really said I wasn't going to tell anybody. I wasn't going to tell God, you know. Because this is very important to let people know. It'll save their lives. So there's an interesting Yerushalmi brings this story that this Matronita, after this, became a Gioret. Because she was so impressed with the fact that instead of trying to take profit, she thought he was going to steal her thing. And he'll set himself up as an alternative healer. Instead, he gives this away for free. So she was very moved, you know. Even at her expense. But she felt, look, the guy does it. He feels it. You know, it's a modern day question with drug companies sharing patents. So it's a very, very common issue today in terms of medical ethics. You have somebody want to keep it as patent, not share it. Half of the world can't afford it, and people are dying, and you're not. So that's exactly what she saw. She said, look, all he wanted to do was to make sure that people would be saved. He didn't want to make any money, and so she was very impressed. So she ended up being a Gioret. Unfortunately, there's also another Gioret, so that's why she committed suicide. But we'll talk about that. I'm always partial the happy endings. Anyway, so continues the sugya. I mean, once already he told everybody, couldn't you tell us too? To ask the Gemara, what indeed did she do? My avdalei that worked so well. What she did is she used meseor, shemen zayit, umelach. Actually, she took sourdough and the liquid that it exudes, it's just left lying, mixed with olive oil and salt, and that's all it was. Rabbi Yemar says, it wasn't the meseor, it was sour itself, sour goofy, and shemen zayit umelach. Ravashi says, mash for the god for the avza. You take a feather of a duck or a goose, and you press all the way at the feathers that have really a bony structure inside, and then you get an oily exudation, which is used for waterproofing a duck, basically. You use that, and that helps it. Omar Abaya, I'm after the kula. Abaya says, look, I tried all of this stuff. None of it worked. Below his story, it didn't work for me. But there was this Arab who told me his secret ingredients. So, Yadomele, Hutaya, what you really need to do is, I think, shaita the zita de lo malotil. You need to bring the pits of olives that are not yet third grown. Kalinu, you have to burn it, benura, and a flame amarachadata, over a brand new hoe. Use that hoe for burning it. And then take the ash, va'at bikake dare, put it on the teeth that are in that row where you have the gum problem. Avdehaki, I did that, itzai, and it did work. Mimai havi, what causes this condition? Well, bichamim bichamim bidechite, people who eat dough, things that were made of wheat dough that was still extremely hot, umishure kasadar sana, and from leftover, they used to have this fish dip It was very, very sharp. You leave it over overnight, and you still continue to use it, it could cause you gum problems. My simone, what is an indication that you have this illness? When you put something between your teeth, you're chewing something, and you get a lot of bleeding. Obviously, the post can point out that you can often have gum irritation. It is not a disease, necessarily. That doesn't count as a pitna. It would have to be because it's caused by some condition, underlying condition, other than simply an irritation of the gums, or somebody who, you know, has not properly cared for his gums. But it doesn't mean any time that you have bleeding from the gums that you're allowed to machal Shabbos for. Rabbi Yochanan kichash with sabidna, aval achi b'shabbat aviitzik. Indeed, Rabbi Yochanan would do these things even if they had in them chilul Shabbat, and he would do it on Shabbat, and he was cured. Ask Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan hechi avidachi. How did he do that? Isn't it just, it's just an uncomfortable condition. Is it really a sakonah? Omrim nachal bar Yitzchak, shayne tzabdina elu matchil b'peh, v'gomer b'vnei me'ayim. It's true that sabdina does not look like a serious thing at the time that you have it, but that's only the first stages. And if it develops, then it's going to develop into a dangerous condition. And therefore, you can treat it now. Interesting, there was a shaila that Reb Meisher Feinstein had about a similar case where somebody was not in sakana on Shabbos, but had a condition that could develop into a sakana. The question was whether he could treat it as if it were a sakana now in order to prevent this. It's the same thing as sabdina. And he said yes, based on this gemara. So we'll see this other very important contemporary issues coming up in this sugya on that. So in other words, you're relying on Reb Matya ben Charash. And I thought, is that the whole point in the Mishnah? Reb Matya ben Charash was talking about using the diaphragm of a mad dog. And the Chachomim say, no, that's not a revuah. And then it says, furthermore, said Reb Matya ben Charash, that if you have a problem in the gums, you could treat it on Shabbos, which is mashma, that it's of the same type of issues as the first one. In other words, not the Chachomim would not agree to that. And this was particularly Reb Matya ben Charash's approach, that you should be mekel on these things, even though they may be far-fetched, or even though they're at the further reaches of refuah. So why are you passing like Reb Matya ben Charash against the Chachomim? In the Mishnah, it says it was only he who said, HaKoshesh b'piv matilin lo sam b'shabbat. If somebody has, you'll notice that the quote in the Gemara is b'piv, not bigro no, which is the girsa that we had in the Mishnah. Right? It's comparing it to the Tzabdina. So obviously, either the girsa in the Mishnah was b'piv, or at least it was also b'piv. As I mentioned, there were two other girsa in the Mishnah. But in any event, do you not hold that you should follow the Chachomim in this Rabbi Yochanan and not do it on Shabbos? Apparently, they didn't agree that it was dangerous, says the Gemara. No, Rabbi Yochanan says, I hold that bezod v'lo ba'acheret. In this case, the Chachomim Ramod, it's the other case of the mad dog cure. There, the Chachomim held that wasn't a real medical thing, and therefore you can't do it on Shabbos. But this they agreed with. We're going to get into this later. This is a quote. Bezod v'lo ba'acheret is a quote later on of how we understand the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reb Matya ben Charash. So he's saying, I hold like that shita, namely that the Chachomim agree to the case of the gum disease. And there they also hold that it's dangerous because ultimately it can infect your entire digestive system. It can lead to actual death. Lema misayene, let us bring a raya that indeed it's true that the Chachomim would be moda in the case of the gum disease. It says as follows. Mi she'achazo yerakon machilinoto basar chamor. There's another one of these folk remedies that somebody who is jaundiced, so the belief was that if you ate now the meat of a donkey, so then that takes away the liver disease. Mi she'nashcho kelev shoteh. The other thing, of course, this is all by Ramatim and Harash. So we'll see the other thing we've already saw. Someone who had a bite from a rabid dog. So then you can give him some of the diaphragm of that dog. So these are the three things that Ramatim and Harash said. Now what the Chachamim should have said, if they were arguing on all of the above, is they should have said, no, ein ben mishum refuah. Instead, what the Chachamim say is, well, the elu ein ben mishum refuah. No. Those not. Okay, but what? Yes. So I'm assuming, be'elu lemu'ute mai. What is these, as opposed to, what's the other one that they do agree with? Mai lav lemu'ute sam. If you look at the grouping of three, one of them is a clear-cut medical description. You have a gum disease, and he says, okay, you could treat the gum disease. And then you've got these two weird treatments, where you could see that would be reasonable, that if there's a machlokas, they would argue about that. They would say that's not considered to be a real medical thing, to give a diaphragm of a rabid dog. And that's what they meant. In other words, we do agree with you about the gum disease. We don't agree with you about the folk remedy, right? That would be a riot to what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that everybody agrees with Reb Matya ben Charash on that one issue about gum disease, and they were only arguing about the case of the rabid dog or the case of the hepatitis. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a riot from there when it says ke'elu. It may be referring to no, in all of the above. In other words, in this set of things that you're saying, there we disagree with you. There was something else that Reb Matya ben Charash had said where we do agree with him, but not in this set. What is that other thing? Kute mekizin dam l'serunchin. He holds, Ramati ben Harash, that bloodletting is effective for an asthma attack. And in that, they agreed with him. If you lower the blood pressure, you will end up basically helping him survive that attack. Rashi brings a strangulation in French. I assume it's that, you know, that type of blood. It goes as bon malanta, doesn't call it. Hochinami mistavra. The Tanya, it's reasonable to say. There are three things that he heard. That this group of three, indeed, is makizin dam l'serunchin, to have bloodletting on Shabbos, in a case where you have a problem breathing. It's interesting that Harriet brings a story. You know, the vet, he wrote this series of veterinarian, a beautiful book, in which he talks about his medical experiences and other experiences of veterinarian. He describes a case in which a horse was, there was nothing, they could, very valuable horse, there was nothing they could do for him, and they simply was unable to breathe. Breathing was getting more and more labored, and his partner, who had inherited a practice from a guy from the previous century, basically, opens up this cabinet where this guy had all the old things, which he had a gigantic device to bloodlet a horse, which keeps the artery open and lets the blood out and so on. Sees the guy take that, you know, with the puncture thing, where you take a hammer and you go puncture the artery. He could not believe it. The guy goes over and actually does this. He could not believe the horse. He said, "It must have been gallons of blood that he let out." And the horse started breathing and he was fine. Weird story. So Ramatya ben Harash from the Gemara was thinking it's like really crazy. But you never know. So Mekiz and Dama Sarunchi b'Shabbat, number one. And then the other two issues. Mishan Ashchot Kelev Shoteh, the rabbit dog one. And the other one was the case of the gum disease. And here, the Chachamim say, Be'elu ein behem mishum refuah. So, what does that mean? Be'elu. I mean, I would assume Be'elu means the ones that you just got finished talking about. Just give a list of three things. Number one being the dam. So, okay. So, saying, no, but the latter two things we don't agree with you. These things we don't agree with. Meaning the first we do agree, which is exactly what we were trying to say. That when Rabbi Yochanan, we're trying to bring a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Chachamim agreed about something. So, well, the something must have been the sarunchi, not the gum disease. Because over here also, it's more logical to say be'elu means, I don't know, these last two things, which the last two things included the gum disease. We don't agree with you. The sarunchi, we do agree with you. I mean, isn't that what it would mean? Not necessarily, says the Gemara. First, you say, my love atarti patraita, doesn't mean the last two things, l'mu'uti d'reisha, but we do agree with you on the first one. Well, it's not necessarily. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan would say, atarti kamaita. What they were saying is, no, the first two things, we disagree with you. The bloodletting and the rabbit dog thing, we disagree with you. L'mu'uti d'seifa, where we do agree with you. In the last case, which is the gum disease case, which is exactly what Rav Yochanan holds. So again, let's see if we can bring a raya. Toshma Rashi's gear says the Tani Rav Yosef. Here we have Tani Rabba Bashmu. Ub Rashi Richa Machilino Tachatushuv Nafsha. So first of all, this is brought here, besides in the Mishnah, that a pregnant woman who gets a sudden craving, we feed her no matter what, no matter when, until she feels now less stressed. Mishadashko Kelev Shoteh, somebody who was bitten by a rabbit dog. Machilino to Michatzer Kavichelo, we feed him the diet. And Achoshesh Bepiv Matilino Sam B'Shabbat Divrei Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yossi Sh'amar Bishum Reb Matya Ben Harash. So these three things were quoted in the name of Reb Matya Ben Harash. The Chachamim say, and here is the Lashon that Rebbe Yochanan quoted earlier on what he was referring to, quote, Bezo V'lo B'Acheret. One of them, yes, we agree with you, but not the other one. Now, let's try to figure out what it's talking about over here. Certainly, Ilema Ubra, is it going back to the case of the Ubra? I mean, there's nothing to discuss. That case basically came from a Mishnah. Nobody's going to argue on the case of the Ubra. Nobody needs to say they're not arguing in that case. Pshita, I mean, Ubra Mi'ikil Mandi Omar Delo. Did you ever hear of a Mandi Omar who argues on the case of the Tferish Mishnah? That, Stam Mishnah? A woman who has a craving, the craving has to be satisfied. So it can't be that he was referring to that. Elalav Asam. The only case that they could be saying Bizo, certainly not on the case of the Kelev Shota. That they said Beferush in the Mishnah. Disagree. It cannot the case of the Ubra. Jonathan? That's difficult. You want to share an eye with Richie? He usually keeps one eye open also, between the two of you. So in that case, we're left with only one possibility. But the case that they agree with and need to be telling us that they do agree with, the case that they agree with is the case of the Sam, which is what Rabbi Yochanan said. If you've got gum disease, so then you can prepare this on Shabbat. So El Alav Sam. Shemami know that indeed Rabbi Yochanan was right in saying that the Chachamim never argued about that case. Omer Avashim, but Nitinami Deka, the truth is, if you look at the way the Mishnah is constructed, just the way it's constructed leads you to that conclusion. Because look what the Mishnah does. It has this argument about the rabid dog. dog bite. And then it starts talking about Va'od Amar Rav Matya ben Charash, Achoshesh Bepiv, and so on, right? Why did it have to do that? If the Chachamim argue on both cases, it should have put the two statements of Rav Matya ben Charash together and then say the Chachamim argue. Instead, first it brings a machloket, and then it just says Va'od Amar, and it doesn't say the Chachamim. So I understand that. Don't you see that that's what the Mishnah is saying? That it's indicating to you that there's no machloket on the later part? So that's clearly, but that's what Rabbi Yochanan was basically saying, says Rav Ashi. Let's take a look at that inside. Om Rav Ashi Matniti Nami Deka, we can bring a riot to that from the Mishnah, just from the construction. Quote, the Od Omer Rav Matya ben Charash, HaKoshesh Bepiv Matin Lo Sam B'Shabbat, unquote. V'lo Pliya Rabbana Olay. Rabbana don't have anything to say about that. V'im Ita, if you hold that, well, it's assumed to Pliya Rabbana Olay from the previous case, so then why didn't you say the whole thing together? Larvinu, V'litninu, V'liflag Rabbana B'Seifa. You could have brought both Ma'amarim of Rav Matya ben Charash, the rabid dog and the case of the gum problems, and then say the Chachamim say and Bamishum Refuah. So it must be Shmamina that Rabbi Yochanan was correct in saying that the Chachamim never argued about the case of gum disease. It's just that Rav Matya ben Charash was the one who was Machadish, but everyone went along with it. Shmamina. Then the Mishnah continues, Mipnesha Safek Nefashotu and Kol Safek Nefashotu Cheta Shabbat. What is that? I mean, obviously, that's what we've been discussing all along. Once you tell me Safek Nefashotu, then of course I know. What are you adding? That was the underlying assumption of all of the past Mishnayot. I mean, you must be trying to tell me something new. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav. Yes. The thing is, Kol Safek Nefashot is Dochash HaShabbat, meaning not this particular Shabbat, but Shabbat. So in other words, let's say, Kol Safek Shabbat Zo Bilvad, Amru. And I feel Safek Shabbat Acheret. So you have a condition that takes 8 days to treat. So now, the treatment can begin on Sunday. The guy's not going to die before Sunday. So start the treatment later. That way you'll only have to be one shot. Instead, if you start today, I'm going to end up being Michal two Shabbatot. Why should I start today? Therefore, it comes to tell me that there's no such cheshbon to be made. That's not a meaningful analysis. Fact is, he currently has a dangerous condition. To say, well, but it's possible to treat this condition later. No, you start it now. So if you go into Amdula Tamanya Yumi, he has a condition for 8 days. Yuma Kama Shabbata, first day is a Shabbat. So Ma'al Detemel Yaakev Adli Urta Kech Lechlala Trey Shabbatot. So we might think that it's worthwhile to put treatment off until tonight. And then start the 8-day treatment, because otherwise we'll have to be Mechal Shabbat twice. Kamash Malan, that we don't make such a cheshbon, that if the condition is currently a Sekhamat HaFashot, so then we do indeed begin treating it right away. There's an interesting Shaila, because there's a couple of issues over here. And is there any chance that the condition would get worse? I mean, so then it doesn't seem to be much of a Chiddush. Condition would get worse, and then you're talking about a Sekhamat HaFashot. It must be that there isn't any problem with putting it off, right? It's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah says, if you know 100%, putting it off will make absolutely no difference in the quality of treatment or in the condition, and you should put it off. L'chora runs contrary to the sugya. But that's what a suffix. But every suffix devotion is like that. The fact that there's another Shabbos is irrelevant. So that's the Rosh Hashanah discussion. Also, it doesn't make any sense. If Lemaisa is a suffering nefashos now, and you're going to tell me that there is a possibility that it could get worse, then it's completely irrelevant that there's another Shabbat. Why would I think another Shabbat? If the question is whether a condition that bears delay should be treated on Shabbat, then it's still irrelevant whether there's another Shabbat. Suppose it's a 3-day treatment. You could start with say Shabbat. Suppose it's a 1-day treatment. Should you treat it now or should you treat it after Shabbat? Why isn't that directly the issue? What does the fact that you're going to be b'chal Shabbat have to do with it? This leads to a lot of discussion, basically, in how to view this. I said that the Mishnah Berurah leaves open that if you're 100% sure, that it makes absolutely no difference. The guy, let's say, has a bacterial infection of the throat. You know, basically, these things run their courses. You start giving him antibiotics, you give him antibiotics the next day, 2 days later, it doesn't really matter. But right now, we view any internal infection as a suffering nefashos. Ultimately, if it's left untreated, it's certainly there's a proportion of cases in which it will be fatal. But
does it make a difference between the drug and the right?
No, the clear not. Anyway, that's the Mishnah Berurah's approach. Many argue on him. For instance, here's another question. This is the way some understand the problem. Shabbat is definitely going to be mechulal. So now the question is, do you start now? A very fascinating question was asked, actually, to the Chofetz Chaim, and the Netziv has a different approach to it. The question that was asked wasn't a case of illness, it was a case of a guy in the Russian army. And he was assigned a job to do, and obviously if he wasn't going to do his job, he was going to be shot. And his question was like this. The job he needed to achieve needed to be done, actually, over Shabbos. It was supposed to start on Shabbos morning. So his Shiloh was like this. When he was given this job, it was still Friday, a few moments before Shabbos. Can he start the job now during Bein HaShemashot, because Bein HaShemashot is a suffix. So he knows that if he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. Isn't it better for him to be Mechal Shabbos because of, at a time of suffix? And that way, at least as a suffix, maybe he's not Mechal Shabbos. Or does he have to say, since right now the job isn't being demanded of him, so it's you can't now go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos where nobody has a gun over your head now. You only know that you're going to be Chayav, but you're not Chayav yet. You see, so he finds out about it now, but he knows he doesn't have to do it until tomorrow. So again, it's interesting. The Netziv says, absolutely. I mean, that's basically the story over here. If you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, we're going to say, be Mechal Shabbos now, especially if it's lighter. As a matter of fact, the Netziv goes further and says, suppose you have Yontav and Shabbos, so now the Shabbos should be Mechal, the Yontav before as well. It's exactly the same thing. Once the Indian of Shabbaton is going to be Mechulal, you know that, sure, go ahead. Ramosha, by the way, has a completely different approach, which is the old dog that talks story, right? Ramosha says, what it, exactly. You know, it's a famous Jewish story, you know, but the player comes and comes to the Jew and tells him, look, you know, I hear that you're a great dog trainer. Yeah? And people have told me that you know how to make train a dog to talk. Said, no, I don't know anything about it. No, listen here, Jew. You got 30 days. Either this dog talks or you're dead. Says, okay. I said, what, are you crazy? He says, look, 30 days. The player could drop dead. The dog could drop dead. You know what? Maybe the dog will talk. Who knows? You know? Says Ramesh, the same thing. I mean, what do you tell me? I mean, you don't have a condition now. You're telling me the Russian army, maybe tomorrow they'll decide to ship you out to do something. How can you do something which doesn't, the condition doesn't exist now? That doesn't make sense. Is it because you know the future? You don't know the future. Obviously, in such a case, you'd have to wait. The Gemara is only talking about an extant condition in which now you have to respond to it. Not about something that you're predicting is going to happen. See, Bichlal doesn't hold a shaykh to the sugya. It's interesting. You know, I mean, it seems to be a rather clear distinction.
If you see the doctor at 3 o'clock on Shabbos afternoon, you say, I can't divert to immediately.
No, no, no. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. Wait till after Shabbos. Certainly the mashmaut of the sugya. No, of course. We're talking about where he agrees that it won't cause damage. But right now you are sick. Tan Rabbana. Oops, sorry, in the wrong page. But help for me to be tuned in right. Tani Nami Achi. Mechamin chamin lechole b'shabbat, bin la'ashkato, bin la'ashkato, v'lo shabbat zo b'vad, amru, elo l'shabbat acheret. Ve'in omrim namtin lo shema yavri, ana b'chamin lo miyad. You're allowed to warm up water, either for giving him to drink, or for washing him down, which will improve his condition. And this is said, even though it's a long-term condition, and we don't say, well, why don't we wait and see? I mean, he may turn better over the next few hours. We don't say that. Take a look at the current condition. Current condition, if extrapolated into the future, if it appears to be a suffix of the fascists, despite the fact that, yeah, but 60% of people with this within a few hours will be well. Doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter. Not only that, you don't call a goy to suggest. You say, look, I don't know, you know. Oh, let's have a guy do it. No, never call for a guy. Lo al yedei ketanim, don't ask the kids to do it, who aren't chayiv yet. Ela al yedei gedolei Yisrael. Specifically, I said, Machlokas Saposkim, what this means. Beis Yosef learns this means Yisrael, Jews who are gedolim, who are not ketanim. But the Taz says it means actually gedolei Yisrael, meaning have chachamim, whoever is the greatest person, but Dafki, he should be the one to do it. Either as a lesson, or some say, because if you give it over to every Amoret to do so, indeed it'll end up being Mekel on Shabbos. If you have an opportunity to give it to a guy, it'll be Yisrael. Better go to be Yisrael. All of those arguments are very difficult to believe, since the whole point over here is to brook absolutely no delay whatsoever. You don't turn Chilul Shabbos for Suffolk of Fascists into an issue that people are going to go and ask their local rabbi. It's idiotic, because in the end, somebody's going to die because of it. Man, I'm not sure. Man, couldn't get hold of the rabbi. Let's wait another half an hour. Meanwhile, the guy's dying of a heart attack. And, I'm not sure. So in order to avoid those kind of situations, everybody should be Mizdares to do, this is what the Beis Yosef is understanding, it makes a great deal of sense. There, over there, a lot of people are mazmin in ambulance who don't even know that they're even suffering. You know, they're broken arm. They have no choice. Furthermore, you don't take as a professional opinion about whether you need to do something old wives' tales or people who are not makbid on Shabbat. So, in other words, in a case, again, obviously the chola is saying I'm fine, you know, and the bubby is saying no. Mein kind, you have to go to the hospital, or you have to drink on Yom Kippur. My mother told me. That's not considered to be a professional opinion. In other words, against the das of the chola. Obviously, if the chola says I need something, then that's not a professional opinion. Aval mitzarfim ladat acher. If there's again, we had the question of the professional opinion. There's one doctor, a real doctor, agrees with the chola. Now he's fine. He doesn't need to drink on Yom Kippur. There's another doctor who says no, he should be drinking. Comes along the bubby who says has to drink. So then we add the bubby to the other doctor, so it should be the rove. That was the issue we had before, that we don't listen to the Chola. But it's not considered to be a professional opinion against the das of the Chola on its own. We do whatever is necessary to save someone's life on Shabbos. The Hazariz, Areza Meshubach, the faster you act, the more praiseworthy you are, the less you ask your rabbi, the better off you are. The Ein Tzarich Litol Reshut Mibeidin, you don't need to ask, even in cases where it looks very bad. For instance, Ra'ati Nokshin Afal Yam, you're a fisherman. You see a child fall into the yam, you could spread your net, get the child, despite the fact that meanwhile you've also got 10,000 tuna in the net, you know. 10,000 tuna and a human. All right, this is human-free tuna. I mean, we'll take out that human in the tuna. Some learn this means you could even be mechaven to get the tuna. Because anyway, what the pula that I'm doing, I have a right to do. That's very interesting. Most Rishonim don't agree with that. But Hareza Mishubach. Hazoriz Hareza Mishubach. Ain't sorry. The dolphin, they pour back in. Right? They take the kid from back in. No such thing. Even though he's now going to be trapping a lot of tuna with it. Let's say you see a kid fall into a pit. You can dig down to make now a stair into the pit. Umale to get, enable you to get further down. You can bring him out. Fast you act, the better off you are. You don't require Besdin's permission, even though you're making a permanent step that is very good for you. So you see a door slam in front of a tinok and locks it. Now the tinok is locked in the bathroom. He may suffer psychologically from this tremendous amount of stress. So you break down the door immediately. The faster you act, the better off you are. Don't try to calm down the child. Just break the door. Even though you want, if you're going to break it already, might as well get firewood. So you know the firemen, they love this kind of stuff. They're not just going to break. I mean, I'm going to go to town. So even though you're basically breaking it in a way that makes it usable afterwards for your coals, your fireplace, you can do that just fine. Or, for instance... Yeah, even psychological danger is exactly the same, right? But this is a very important Gemara. Actually, I should have pointed that out. Although they were interesting. The other side, remember I mentioned in the Mishnah, many of the Yeshitas of the Mishnah say that all of these remedies are placebos, but since people believe in them, therefore you have a right to treat them as actual remedies because they work because of the placebo effect. And that itself, this is used, by the way, for the heter to take alternative medicines on Shabbos, even though they have absolutely no value. Say like your homeopathic medications that contain nothing in them except water. You know, because they water it down so much it does not even one molecule in the teaspoon of the side. But okay, so people believe that it's okay, so take it. You know, if it works for you, it's fine. But here it's the other side, that even though the danger is a psychological danger that can end up causing a psychosomatic symptoms, the fact that those symptoms are based on the psyche is exactly the same as if they're based on organisms. What's the difference? And therefore it's treated as a full second, not nefesh.
Would you be able to try to break the door down with
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Whatever is zariz. Even though the maisa, in being zariz, you can end up with firewood, that's fine. Or, say you have, now this is also very important, again, contemporary issue, because it says, if you put out a fire, why put out the fire? Why not just go and make sure you get everybody out of the house? So the din over here is that a fire which can spread, and you don't know whether there's some guy maybe in a house down the block who is stuck in bed, who has nobody taking care of him, maybe some old man lives there who's not going to be able to get out of the house. So how do you know that you're going to be able to get out every person that may be affected by this fire? Therefore, you have to assume that unless it's a self-contained fire in one small area, it can't possibly spread, and there's nobody that's in danger, then of course you have to put out the fire. And therefore, you could put out that fire either by pouring water over it, being mafsik, by using a fire break with various, you know, cold containers and so on. Even though the maisa, as a result of this, is going to be getting himself some usable charcoal instead of it's all being burnt up, now he's going to be able to use this wood for his barbecue tomorrow. Doesn't matter. Now, we need the stages that we mentioned. You say it's all the same thing. It's not all the same. Because, look, let's say we would have started with a child that falls into the sea. I understand in that case, if I don't act immediately, he's liable to just be lost. I can either be washed away by the current or drown before I get back. So, obviously, I don't have the time to have the luxury of speaking to my local Orthodox rabbi. So, he's gone. Avobor, you have a kid, basically the bottom of a pit. He's not going anywhere. You know, I can come back in 5 minutes. Can I go ask the rabbi what to do? No. Therefore, it comes to tell me that even in that case, the coyote where he's sitting there, aim a low over there, I can't act precipitously. Maybe I should get ipsak. Therefore, I need to know that that's not the case. Suppose you told me also the case of Bor. I said, okay, Bor, that's because the kid is terrified. I mean, we don't need Batman everywhere. So we shouldn't come near it. The kid's going to be terrified. And this could affect him for life. You know, growing those big black wings and everything, that's terrible. Aval nina la dela, but to be locked in a bathroom, I mean, come on, it's not exactly getting stuck in the bottom of a well. You can always go to the other side of the bathroom, you can sing him some songs and tell him, read him a book, and there's a nursery around him. What's the big deal, you know? You can, yosi ba'agis, meanwhile, have somebody sit on the other side of the door, umishamish le bamguze, you know, take some nuts and bang them together. Here, you know, hear the nice little rattle? Rattle, rattle, rattle? Isn't that, wouldn't you want to know what's on the other side of the door? It's a big surprise, rattle, rattle. You know, meanwhile, you're distracted, nothing's going to happen while we get the psak beitin. Therefore, tzricha, we don't go to any of these possible approaches to calm him down, and we assume that this is not a good situation, we get him out of there on the spot. So I mean, it's basically constructed as each one of them is a bigger chiddush.
Does anyone
qualify? Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously it's a function of whether the kid has any concern for him. There's no concern, it's not a problem. We're talking about a child that is crying and upset. You know? There are people who have serious fears about those kind of things. Of course, it doesn't matter. Mechabim umafzikin. What's the chiddush in that? Lomali dafilu chatzeracheres. It's the point that we need to take into consideration the possibility. As right now, you know that there's nobody here, but it may spread next to the next chatzer. Maybe ill people there, old people there can't get out. So then you have to take that into consideration. Om Rav Yosef, Om Rav Yudam, Shmuel, lo alchu bivikuach nefesh achar harov. Basically, we do not follow the normal halacha, which is always go according to the majority. We don't follow that when it comes to a suffix of somebody losing their life. Explain to me what you mean. Like what would be the case, for instance? I mean, inemedika tisha yisrael v'kuti afabina. I mean, obviously, if you've got 9 Jews and a non-Jew, and you're saying, well, should I bring the bulldozers in? I mean, obviously, I mean, there you have the rov is Yisrael anyway, so that's for sure. Is the case what's half and half? Palgo palgo. I mean, palgo palgo is not rov. Palgo palgo would be a suffix. We already said suffix nefashas v'akel. So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me the obvious thing. I'm not trying to lead up to this to show you that there is no obvious thing. I mean, you're going to tell me, well, it's talking about, there's 9 non-Jews, and there was a Jew there. So now the Shaila is, what, I should be Mechal Shabbos to get these Arabs out of a collapsed building? So it's coming to tell me, since there's a Chashash, that there's a Jew there, you should go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos. I mean, it's also Pshita. It has nothing to do with Rov. Because since they're Kavua, so the Kalal is, Kol Kavua, Kemechtzal Mechtzal. I mean, something which is in its place is considered to be the equivalent of a normal suffix, not a Rov. Rov means something came from somewhere. Now we're trying to define what are the chances that it came from X or came for why. But when I know that something is there and this is its place, that's considered to be a question of rov. So over there, we still don't get into the issue of lo holchin achar harov. So tell me what the case is. Where's the case of where we would otherwise have been holchin achar harov? Lo tzvi, the case that I need to tell you is where porush l'chotzer achar. There's a crowd of people, you see, in which we have Jews and non-Jews. And now we have some of the crowd comes into a building. I don't know there exactly, you know, the proportion, but certainly it's not going to be mechtzal mechtzal. It's not rov Jews. It was one Jew. There's okay, so there's a Jew with a number of goyim. So over there, it's not kol kavua because this is not its place. So over there, I would say kol the parish meruba parish. You look at the rov and you assume, like you always do, statistically, there's not a Jew here. A mashron de lo chul bebikuav nefesh achar harov. Wait, is that really true though? V'am rabas yam rav yochanan tisha kutim yisrael echad beota chatzer mefakrin bechatzer acheret ein mefakrin. Here's exactly that case, isn't it? You have 9 kutim in a chatzer in the same chatzer where they live. And one Jew. It says you have to be mefakrin. Why? Because kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzal. They're in the chatzer where they normally live. But b'chatzer acheret, ein mefakrin. It says, if they move to the next chatzer, so then it's considered to be the same issue as it always is. Called a parish b'lubaka parish. And now you do go according to the rov. Shmuel saying you don't go according to the rov. How do we explain that? The Gemara Lokash is on a problem. Or the parish kulu, or the parish miksaso. Indeed, there is a difference. If I don't know that a Yisroel was porish at all, now it's talking about a normal rov. Someone comes out of that chatzer, goes into the next chatzer. The rov tells me that someone was not a Jew. That's true. But suppose the group comes up from where it's now muhzik that Yisrael is there. And now you're saying, okay, but it's not in its place, so it's not considered to be mechtzal mechtzal. Over there, once Yisrael is muhzik in the chatzer, now I don't go past the rov and say, okay, but what's the chance that this guy was the one that was hurt here? So in the mail over there, we say, once he's muhzik, then we have to go ahead and we have to be mefakir. So the parash kulu, the parash mechtzatai. Umiyam ha-shmul hachi, did Shmuel indeed say, ein hochim ba-sekarist ha-fashasach ha-rov ha-tznan, matzah ba-tinok mushlar. If you find a city in a city that has Jews and non-Jews, you find a child in the street. So im rov kutim kutim. Most of the people are non-Jewish. The assumption is the child is non-Jewish. Im rov Yisrael Yisrael. Most Yisrael you assume it's Yisrael. Mechzal mechzat's also Yisrael. And Rav clarifies over there, lo shanu ela lahachiyoto. When we say that rov Yisrael, we assume the child is Yisrael, that's in terms of providing for that child. So you should make sure that he's given a parnasa and so on, you take him into the orphanage. Aval, when it comes to the question of liyachaso, so now you want him to be able to, you want her, let's say, to be able to marry a kohen. You have to be chayish. Even if you'll be magayer, I mean, it's not a suffix. You have to be chayish. And maybe, indeed, it's a giyoret, and she shouldn't marry a kohen. Rav Shmuel says, where we said that we're giving it a din of Yisrael. Well, the Gemara is going to basically discuss this in terms of Shmuel in a minute. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, when it says Rov Yisrael, and only when it's Rov Yisrael, so it's, and for sure not if it's Rov Kusim, so then it's in terms of Lefakeach Alavis Hagal. That's in terms of saving it if the building collapses over. So in other words, what Shmuel is saying is that if it isn't Rov Yisrael, so then you say, Kol Deparish Menuvah Kabar. And you will not be Lefakeach Hagal. I don't get it. I thought he said that we're not going to follow the din of the Rov here. No, Shmuel wasn't. Can you go eat by the Shmuel? Shmuel wasn't going on the latter part. Shmuel was going on the earlier part. Shmuel, Aresha Itmar. When Aresha said, we can assume he's not a Yisrael. So he's saying, Im Rov Kutim Kutim. So says Shmuel, wait a minute. That's not in terms of Vaker Zagal. He's giving an exclusion. You say that you go and assume that he's a Kuti. I'm telling you, Inyan Pikuach Nefesh, a no king. If he's Pikuach Nefesh, then he's definitely not. And then even if it's Rov Kutim, you have to bring in the bulldozers on Shabbos. And then when you say Im Rov Kutim Kutim, so now I don't get it. So now you're saying even if Rov is non-Jewish, you're still Mechal Shabbos. So in terms of what are you saying that he's a Goy? Im Rov Kutim is a Kuti. Vis-a-vis what? Lamai Yochata. Because I mean, according to Shmuel, you're supposed to save him, be Mechal Shabbos. I mean, certainly you're supposed to take him into an orphanage and so on. So what did Shmuel mean when according to him, what does the Braita mean when it says he's a Kuti? Amr Papa, no, that means that La Chilone Velot, Lakula. You can assume that he's a Goy and you can give him a McDonald's sandwich. Say, well, maybe he's a Jew. To be Bachman, maybe he's a Jew. Because when it comes to the Chumrah of mitzvahs, I certainly rely on the Rov that he's not Chayiv in mitzvahs. When it comes to the Chiyiv that I have of taking care of him, then I can't rely on the Rov, and I have to take care of a person. But certainly you're not going to be Mechayiv to keep mitzvahs where he may not even be Jewish. It's up to him. He decides he wants to be Megayir, that's his problem. But certainly I don't have to do that. I have to assume that he's Jewish. Right.
But keeping him safe.
No.
Or keep him alive.
Also, for sure. I have to keep him alive. I have to assume he's Jewish. So then in what sense are you telling me I should not assume that he's Jewish? That I don't have to treat him the way I would treat a Jew. You have to eat kosher food. You have to keep Shabbos. Do whatever you want. Notice I'm not machmer on him as a Jew, but I'm only machmer on myself to treat him as a Jew in terms of things that will save him, but I'm not machmer on him. And then when you say Imrov Yisrael Yisrael, so what did that mean? Lamai Yochata? Yeah. Even I can treat him that way. Yeah. And Lagabe, this thing of saying Imrov Yisrael that he's a Yisrael, you're telling me, why is that different than if it was Mechzal Mechzal, right? I mean, what's the Imrov Yisrael Yisrael that is any different than the other case? No, that's in terms of positively committing yourself to his being a Jew. For instance, that's the point. In other words, if it's Mechzal Mechzal, in that case, I can't call him a Yisrael. I could be Machmir to call him a Yisrael in that case to say, okay, I can't give him Nevelisti because there's a suffix. Whereas if it was a Rov, I could give him Nevelisti. Treat him as a guy. But if it's a question of restoring his money, so over there, lazir lo avedato, if I'm going to give him back his money, give him his money, as if he were Jewish. Okay, and how about the case of, you said, if it's mechza al mechza, so then he's Yisrael in terms of what? Lamai hilchata? No, Omer ish lakish, that's for causing damage. What do you mean? Which way? Me causing or he's causing? Let's say, in terms of torts, my ox goes ahead and gores his ox. So what are you going to say? That what, I have to pay him? Because Mechza Mechza is a Yisrael. Why? When it comes to money, let him prove that I own the money and I'll pay him. He can't say, well, Sofik Lachumra. From Mominus, he doesn't say Sofik Lachumra. So that can't be the case. Neti Raya, let him bring a proof that he's a Jew and then I'll pay. Lord Tzvich, the Nakhi Turti David Turti Don. Case over here is that his shore attacked a Jewish owned shore. So there, what we're saying is, we treat him like Yisrael, namely, If it's a short time, he only has to pay half. Because even though when it comes to non-Jews, we treat them according to the same laws that they have, they don't have a law of letting off of a chatzi for tam. So we say, listen, you know, how do I know you're a Jew? You should pay me full damages. He can say to you, on the contrary, prove that I'm not a Jew. Because over here, I'm trying to get him to pay. So in that case, he's Yisrael in the sense that he could say, until you prove otherwise, I can assume that I'm Yisrael and not pay. So you could only say, he could only say, I tiraya the lav Yisrael. If you prove that I'm not Yisrael, you can get the other half scroll. But now the burden of proof, of course, is upon you. So what we've done is we've taken this braita, which seems to be filled with unnecessary statements. You're telling mechza, mechza, or rov. I mean, obviously, if mechza, mechza, kolchkin, or rov. There's each one of these cases has a different application. In a case where it's mechza, mechza, then vis-a-vis this set of things, I'll treat him X. If it's a rov, then vis-a-vis all other set of things, I'll treat him X. And I'll treat him Y when it's rov in the other direction, and so on. So in other words, we've explained now all of the areas in terms of momentous, it's always going to be on motzim, mechavarol, avarai, in either direction, if it's mechza, mechza. In terms of yichus, according to Rav, we're going to need to know vadai. In terms of pikuach nefesh, or lahafiyoto, as Shmuel says, we're always going to be machmer, even if he is cannot prove that he's Yisrael. But in terms of mitzvahs, we're going to be maker, because maybe he's not Yisrael. So each one of the elements of this braita is coming to tell me a different chiddush. What if I do? No, he only said that Elokai Yisrael lo magvina, but mi amo Yisrael magvina. Why am I zechul Hashem? The megay la mi ikara. My avdalei, om revach abreid rabami, me seor shemit zayit u melach. Rabbi Yemar knows, actually seor gufei shemit zayit u melach. Ravashi om remash with the god of the avza. Om rabai, look, I tried all of that, doesn't do a thing. Avdalei, who tayi, haiti, kashayta, the zeta, the omalo tilta, vekolino, benura, amarach, arata, that I did, Ritzoy. Mimai havi mechami mechami edechitim, mishur de kasdar sano. My simone, kadrami mida bekaki, veati dama bibidari. Rabbi Yochanan kichash petzadina avarach, even on Shabbos veitze. Rabbi Yochanan echi avarachi, omrim nachum by Yitzchak, because he holds that shiny tzadina, that it's actually sakonis the first, so of a matcha bepevagom revenei meayim. So Rabbi Bar Ava told Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean? Command to Ramati ben Charash? Do you amar al-Khoshesh b'piv matin lo san b'Shabbat? What about the Rabbanan? Or Malay, because I hold the Rabbanan, don't argue. B'zo, we're moda. V'lo b'acharet. Lema misayale, misha achazo yeirakon ma'achilinoto basar chamor, misha nashor kelev shoteh ma'achilinoto mechatsar kavet shelo. V'ha'Khoshesh b'piv matin lo san b'Shabbat iv Ramati ben Charash? V'chachamim amrim, well, Be'elu ein ben mishum refuah. So when you say be'elu, as opposed to what? My love, lemu'ute, the case of the psalm where we agree. No. Lemu'ute, a whole other case which isn't even mentioned here, which is makizin dam sarunchi. Hochi nami mistava, the tani shloshet varm army shur bebiosi, sheshama mishum remati ben charash, makizin dam sarunchi b'shabbat, misha noshor kelev shoter, machilino to michatzer kavichelo, v'chashish b'pil matino l'sam b'shabbat, v'chachomim omrim, no, be'elu ein ben mishum refuah. Ah, be'elu as opposed to what? Apparently as opposed to the first two cases, the last two cases, rather, and the first case of the Samrunki they agree with. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan will tell you, no, the contrary, as opposed to the first case, which is my case, of the gums. So let me to the Sefer. Toshma. Tetani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Ubrash Iricha Machilinota Ajita Shuv Nafsha, A. B. Mishan Ashkor Kelov Shotem Machilinota Mechatzer Kavichelo, and see, HaKoshesh P'piv Matil Losan B'Shabbat, Divir Rabbi Loz Rabbi Yossi, who was quoting Rabbi Matya ben Charash, was the Chachomim Omri, well, one but not the other. Now, when you say one, I mean, there were two cases, so how do you say one and not the other? Okay, so one of the cases you're not addressing. You can't be addressing the case of Ubra. Because what do I have to address? It's a Ferish Mishra, Pshit Ubra, Nikel Man Yom Adolol. Ella Lav, so the two cases you're left with are these two cases. The case that you're agreeing with is the case of Sam. Shema Aminah, Ravashi Yom HaMaslis and Nami Deka. Because in the Mishnah, after it quotes the Machlokas, the Chamid don't agree about the rabid dog case. So then it says, and furthermore, Amar Ramatim and Harash, Akoshesh Bifim Vatil Lo Sam B'Shabbat. Note the Chachamim never argued on that. V'imita the Pligi Rabbanah Alei, why don't we just put it all together, Larvina V'Levina V'Liftika Rabbanah B'Seifa. So Shema Aminah, and indeed they agree. Mimnesis affected Vashotu, V'Chos affected Vashotu, Cheta Shabbat. What do you need to say that for? Omer Avinu Rav, to teach me, lo safek Shabbat zo bilvad amru, el afilu safek Shabbat acheret. Hechidami, kagon tamdu letzmanya yumi. So if the first day is a Shabbat, maybe you say, let's wait till the evening, can't only nechel atri Shabbatah. Kamash malan, tanya ami achi, bechamin chamin lecholeh b'Shabbat, ben lashkato ben lavroto, velo Shabbat zo bilvad amru, el ashel Shabbat acheret, vein omrim namtin lo shema yavri. Chamin lo miyad, מפני שספק נפשות תוכרת השבת ולא ספק שבת זו אלא אפילו ספק שבת אחרת ואין עושים דברים הללו לא על ידי נוכרים ולא על ידי קטנים אלא על ידי גדולי ישראל ואין אומרים יעשו דברים הללו as an expert opinion לא על פי נשים ולא על פי קוטים אבל מצטרפים לדעת אחרת תן רבנו מפקדים בכל נפש בשבת אבל זה ריזה ריזה משובח ואין צריך ליטול רשות מבית דין הקיצר, ראה תינוק שנפל ליד, פורס מצודה ומעלה, ואז הריז הרי זה משובח, אין צריך לתור שבית ביתים, אף אגב לקצאי את קברי. ראה תינוק שנפל לבור, או כרחוי ומעלה, ואז הריז הרי זה משובח, אין צריך לתור שבית ביתים, אף אגב למתק אין דרגה. ראה שננעלה דלת לפני תינוק, שעובר מוציאו, ואז הריז הרי זה משובח, אין צריך לתור שבית ביתים, אף אגב לכל מחבים למתפר בשיפי. מחבינו מפסיק מדי הדלקה בשבת ואז הריז הרי זה משובח אין צריך לתור משום לביתים ויאף אגב זה כמה מבחיק מוכרוכי וצריך all of these cases תהיה שמיני ים משום הדרכי והכי עזיך אבו בור דקייתי ואם הלא צריך יהיה שמיני בור משום דקה מבית אבו ננעלה דלת איפה שדיאתי בי גיסן משאב שבן גוזי צריך מחבין ומפסיקים למה לית אפילו חצר אחרת Omer Yezu, Omer Yezu, Omer Shmuel, Lo Holchu, Bepikuach Nefesh, Achara Rov. Well, tell me what the case of Rov is. I mean, Echidami. You never take a Tisha Yisrov Akut. I mean, obviously there it's Rov Yisrov. So, I mean, well, you certainly don't tell me that I shouldn't be Mefakeh. So what's the case? Ela, Palgo, Palgo. I mean, I know something of Feshes, Lo Akha. Ela, what? That there's a Rov of Kut in the Yisrov Lechot. But that's not a Rov, because they're not Mepshita. Avile Kavua, Vachol Kavua, Kemeb Sal Mechzadami. No tzricha the porush lechatzer acheret. So ma the tema called the porush meruba kaporish. Kamash from the ochu bepikuach nefesh acharav rov. Eni vom revasi om rev Yochanan tisha kuti v'yisrael achad beotach atzem mefakchin. Because of kavua bechatzer acheret dafke ein mefakchin. Huh? No kasha. Ha the porush kulo. Ha the porush miktatayu. So the porush kulo and. Yeah, maybe Tosis understands the case is not Porush Kulo and they're all there the way they were in the beginning. Because that doesn't change anything. But they were all Porush, and then nine of them went out, leaving one. That's the point. So now we have to start questioning. Okay, now I don't know the Jew is there anymore. Mi'om Rishmul Hachi Vatan Matzah Batinok Mushlach in town. Imrov Kutim Kutim Rov Yisrael Yisrael Merzah Merzah Yisrael. And Rav was Mechalei Kloshan Achiyota. So you can't rely on it. Vishmuel Amer, the Fakeach Allah Vitagal. So Mechza, Mechza, apparently not. For sure, if it's Rov Kutim, for sure not. So it means that Shmuel Dafka holds that you don't go to be Mekel on Bikuach Nefesh. No, Ki Yitma Shmuel Aresha Yitma. On the contrary, Im Rov Kutim Kuti, comes on Shmuel say, but not vis a vis Bikuach Nefesh. There ain't okay. There, it's even if it's Rov, will be Cheshish for Yisrael. So then in what sense in Rov Kutim Kuti, so then why, in terms of what? Rav Papa, in terms of feeding him non-kosher food. And in Rov Yisrael Yisrael, what is that? Lamayilchata? Because, I mean, you said that in terms of saving his life, even if it wasn't, even if Rov Kuti, I'd have to save his life. So in terms of what is he Yisrael? Lachzir lo abedato. And Mechza Mechza Yisrael, Legabe what? I'm Resh Lakish, Linizat. But Hekidami, he named the Nakli Turdi, done the Turdi day. I mean, so then it's Hamaytim Mechavel of Araya? Night in Raya Menishko? Lo Tricha, the Nakli Turdi day, the Turdi done. So Palga Yoyevle, And then you can get the other half of your damages. Meanwhile, I'm paying you the way any Jew would pay you.